I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A third wave of protests is sweeping through a country in South America. We'll explain why. And we'll encourage you to pray for a major outreach happening this weekend in Southeast Asia. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Demonstrators took to the streets of Bogota, Colombia the other day for the third national protest in 2 weeks. Their demands vary widely from support of a peace deal with Colombia's largest militant group to minimum wage security for young people. Yesterday, Colombia's president met again with a committee representing protesters. So far, talks are going nowhere. The protests are mostly peaceful. Compassion International's Carlos Alvarez.
Some of the families, they were experiencing a little bit of unrest, and there was actually a little bit of panic in houses because people were trying to break in.
Compassion Colombia partners with nearly 300 local churches to help impoverished families in Jesus' name. They're also helping Venezuelan migrants who enter these communities. Some rumors accuse migrants of recent vandalism and looting, but believers are quick to defend the innocent. Look for the full story at missionnews.org to learn how you can help through Compassion International, and most importantly, pray.
Please keep praying for us. Donors can come in and support us as well so that more and more children can get the help they need through our local church partners. Just wanted to add that and appreciate the support and prayers all people that are hearing and in the United States and caring for someone else in other places of the world that are suffering.
There's a lot of sad news coming from China with increasing pressure on Christians, but Bibles for China is reflecting on this year in ministry and how God is moving. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, says they've distributed nearly 55,000 copies of God's Word in 15 Chinese provinces. Believers from all over the world are getting involved.
When we first started this, if you'd have said, well, there'll be 45 countries someday that are contributing to China for Bibles, I would have said, that's impossible. But from Zambia to Singapore, we have individuals that have made a contribution to the ministry.
Much of Bibles for China's work is through local Chinese believers.
They're discovering opportunities that we didn't know or couldn't discover ourselves. So within China, they're finding new provinces we can go to if there's not a foreigner involved. There are a lot of universities in our country where there are Chinese students and scholars. We resource Bibles to them. They can take them back into the country. And we believe very strongly the sowing of God's Word makes a difference.
Support Bibles for China and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And exciting things are happening in Southeast Asia. Bibles for the World's new partnership is helping resource churches in Cambodia. Bibles for the World's president and CEO, John Podaiti.
We'll be providing scripture as a partner to Franklin Graham's Love Phnom Penh Festival in the capital city of Cambodia. And we're very excited about this opportunity. We're very excited as we've seen the body of Christ come together. And that is one of the things that's always so exciting and encouraging, is to see the different churches, different denominations and independent churches and other ministries come together and work together with a common goal of bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to the people of their town, of their city.
Even if you don't live in Cambodia, to be involved in this event in person, Podaiti has this request.
We can really ask that the listeners would join us in prayer, not only for the event that's coming up, but even as God's Word goes out through the scriptures that we'll be distributing in and around the festival.
Please pray for the churches carrying the excitement and message of this festival back to their communities, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org, where you can also sign up to receive our free daily e-news. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.